my friend Shannon's daughter, Kimbri, is nervous. She's having her tonsils out this morning. She's pretty young. I think she's under 10. My daughter Emma and some of her friends have left for a ski trip this morning. Like to pray for safety and traveling mercies. Monica's grandson, Ethan, is preparing for his first MMA fight in April.
All right. All right, well, let's just spend a few moments and let's spend some time in prayer. Gracious and almighty God, the prayer request that we've laid before you, the family of Nico Kyson, the Shannon's daughter, Kendry, Emma on the ski trip, Monica's grandson, Ethan, just all the people that are on our hearts. And then, Lord, the people that are on the hearts of those that are listening to the program today. God, one of the things that's become more and more apparent to me, and I've always known this, but I think recently it's just come shed its light, is that so often, Lord, we try to hide. We try to hide from you. We try to hide from ourselves. And so we just tell people, yeah, I'm good. I'm fine. Most of us carry something, a hurt, a pain, suffering, a prayer request. Maybe things are good and we're embarrassed to say that things are good because we're like, oh, I don't want to tell people that things are good. That you know our hearts. You search us and you know us. And so, God, I just want to pray for anybody today who is watching or listening to this. And just pray, God, that you search their heart and that you wrap your arms around them and remind them that whatever is happening, the stuff that we talk about and the stuff that we don't, that you are with us, that you care, that your love is overwhelming. And for that, oh God, we give you thanks today. And we lay all of these prayer requests at your feet. And we pray them in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Heart to Heart Pregnancy Care Center is having an open house on Monday, February 27th to meet the new director from 4 to 6 p.m. Their address is 500 Lusk Avenue in Elk City. If you have any questions, you can call them at 580-243-2229. Crosscut Creations by Pastor Joe Thompson. If you would like custom designs in wood, you can contact Pastor Joe at 580-243-8635. Prophetic Voice Ministries is located at 616 North Locust Avenue in Elk City, Apostle Casey Elliott. And the Refuge Church is now at New Liberty Church at 18304 East 1140 Road in Sarah, Oklahoma. Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey will bless your socks off.
And one we haven't mentioned in a while is Joshua's Crossing Ministries, located here at the Promise Center in Elk City. We are so thankful that they blessed us with the war room like this, to have many pastors and people come in and just share the word of God. We are so thankful. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Bardice & Ford in Elk City has huge news. The deals are back and the inventory is arriving daily. Plus, we're offering as low as 0% financing on most Ford SUVs, Escapes, Edges, and Explorers, all starting at 0% plus customer cash. And let's not stop there. How about as low as 0% financing on 22 and 23 F-150s? They're coming in daily. All new models and great savings. Now that's the Barbara Dyson difference. BarbaraDysonFord.net.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. The source of your guidelines is something that should be examined. It has to be greater than the latest, greatest fad. Our world turns on popular opinion. We tend to want what everyone else has. You can choose what you want, but you cannot choose the consequences of what you want. Guidelines will help you make the right choice. The source of your guidelines will determine what your life produces.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction Realty. Our family has used them for 2 estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, cataloged items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction Realty, 580-225-0269.
This is Pastor Chasten Music with Gateway Church here in Elk City. Our address is 4227 West 3rd Street, just a mile and a half past Tractor Supply. Reach us by phone, 580-225-4646. Encourage you to come and join us just as you are for any of our service times. Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. worship, Sunday evenings at 6 p.m., or Wednesday nights at 6:30 with Bible engagement. We are a church that loves people and loves God. Gateway Church, we are stronger together.
We hope
we are back. You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning. Our guest for today is Pastor Scott Rogers. His title for today is Overwhelming Love of Salt and Light. And I think we have a praise report that Miss Tina is going to read that came in on our Facebook page. Yay, I like praise reports.
Absolutely.
We have a praise report from our friend Mandy Wagner. She lives at the Oak City Nursing Home, and she's thankful that she's in a facility that allows our friend sister Judy to come in and sing with them and pray with the employees. And she said she's been in several different nursing homes, and she's just never seen this much joy.
Thank you, Miss Mandy. We love you, sister.
There's some people being salt and light, sounds like. That's good. That's real good. So I mentioned right at the end there of the first part that I think if we're going to reclaim the ministry of salt and light, that it's going to start with, and I don't know of a better title for it than overwhelming love.
Come on.
And so when I think about overwhelming love, I can't help but think about 1 Corinthians 13. You know, we sometimes call it the love chapter, right? Yeah, that's the one. Love is patient, love is kind, you know. Love never fails, all that stuff. And the truth is, I've probably preached on 1 Corinthians 13 maybe as often as I've preached on the Christmas narrative or the Easter story, because I use it at weddings. People, you know, a lot of people want it at their wedding, and I've been fortunate to officiate, I don't know, 70, probably 75 weddings. And so when I think about that text, and I really began to put into perspective just how powerful the love of God really is, and how we are supposed to live that out. Overwhelming is the only word I could come up with. And I think if we're going to reclaim the ministry that Jesus literally said, you are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. If we're going to become relevant, and if we're going to reclaim a position of authority, and if we're going to be a place that is welcoming rather than off-putting, a place of invitation rather than rejection, then it's going to start, it's going to continue, and it's going to end with love. Period. And I'm not talking about, you know, that little quibs of, oh, I love you, or love ya, or no, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about an overwhelming, ridiculous level love that really we can only learn from the one who is love. You know, when we talk about 1 Corinthians 13, so often I preach it, again, like I said, at a wedding. And people like it because of some of the words in it. You know, love is patient, love is kind. And it works great, right? I mean, I'm not going to lie. As a Christian preacher, it works perfectly for a wedding, because you can talk about how, you know, the love of a man and a wife, how you when you are together, this is what that love's going to look like. And I even ask questions like, is that love going to look like that in 5 years or 10? You're making a forever commitment, all that stuff, right? It's great stuff. But I think when Paul wrote it, I think Paul did have some of that in mind, but I think Paul wrote it talking so that the Corinthians would understand the true depth and the breadth and just the incredibleness of God's love. And when I think about that, words come to mind, right? Words that we sometimes just kind of throw out, like unconditional, agape, ever-reaching, far-reaching. All those, you know, omnis, right? The omnibenevolent, all that stuff. And when we think about those, we reflect on the fact that God doesn't necessarily have to love us because we've not done anything to really earn that. I mean, one of the other statements of Paul is, you know, God demonstrates his love for us and that Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. You see, if we learn anything about the overwhelming love of God, it is that we should love regardless of whether we are loved back, regardless of the situation, regardless of whether we want to or not. Again, remember the indictments that we talked about at the beginning of, well, some people, you know, many of the people in the world feel like we're judgmental and that we reject them and we have so much infighting. Where does that come in an overwhelming love situation? That looks completely the opposite, doesn't it? You see, I think if we're going to reclaim our position as salt and light, it's going to start right here. I want to read for you, again, this incredible part of 1 Corinthians 13. Starts in verse 4. It says, love is patient. Love is kind. Now listen to this. It doesn't envy. It doesn't boast. It's not proud. It doesn't dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. And listen to this real quickly. Verse 7. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. So the question I have is, with everything we talked about at the beginning of this program today, with where the church is, And again, the statistics don't lie here. Is there a possibility for a turnaround? Is there a hope that maybe we might be able to do this differently? The truth of the matter is, the answer is yes. But it's going to take us down this road. We're not going to regain it by just simply saying, okay, we love people. And then look down on people when they come in because they're a certain something. We're not going to be able to reclaim salt and light if we go, well, you know, this might not be the church for you. We're too charismatic. We're not charismatic enough. You're the wrong. You don't speak the right language. We only speak this language, or, you know, you're the wrong race or ethnicity. We're mostly this kind of folks. You're not quite that. If that is who we are, we will never reclaim salt and light, because that's not the overwhelming love of God. The overwhelming love of God is that we love all the people that God loves. That we honor the people that God honors. That we don't delight in evil. We don't participate in the things of racism, sexism, xenophobia, and all that other stuff. But in fact, just the opposite. We welcome people simply because God created them. Simply because they have the potential to be brothers and sisters in Christ. Children of the living God. Do you remember what I read a few minutes ago? That the number one reason that atheism exists is because of Christians. We have got to turn that around. And the way we turn that around is to stop doing the things that we have been doing. We have to stop pushing people away. We have to stop telling people, well, once you get it all together, then you can come to this church.
Come on.
If that's the case, if that's the way God operates, if the kingdom of God is based on, all right, look, the promises of God will happen once everybody gets their act together. The kingdom of God will never come. We had to have a Savior come and die while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us, right? That passage from Romans 5. Because this God that we just read about, God overwhelms us and everybody else with lavish amounts of love. There's a passage I love. There's a song where it goes, Father's love for us. I love that line in that hymn. It talks about the lavish love of God, the overwhelming, this ridiculous amount of love that God pours upon us. And if we're going to dare call ourselves the church, and if we're going to dare to say that we are the followers of Christ, and if we are going to take on that moniker, how dare us not do this? This is what the church was supposed to look like. A haven of love, a haven of faith, a haven of hope, a place that people could come and realize that God truly does love them. And that, you know what? God loves them warts and all. There is no stain that's too big for God to heal. There's no hurt that's too big that God can't deal with. Even, you know, for us in our tradition, faith tradition, we do things like Lent, which is, you know, for us the 40 days leading up to Easter. We're in that process and that time period now. And one of the things we talk about when we start Lent is this was a time in the history of the church when we dealt with things like, what, I mean, it even said, we deal with serious sins and we bring people back into the life of the church who've committed serious sin. We have a God who can deal with serious sin. But if we don't introduce people to that God, if we are not the people of invitation, if we're not salty enough that people want to be part of that, if we are not shining a light that draws people in, then that's a failure on our part as the church. I don't want to be part of that failure anymore.
Come on.
I told someone the other day, I was talking to my accountability partner. So I have two guys that, I think I mentioned on the show, I have two guys that I talk to, if not weekly, at least every other week. And we share our hearts together and we pray together. And sometimes we just shoot the bull and sometimes we have to deal with some issues, you know. But I was talking to one of them the other day, and I don't know if it was him or I, how we got to the conversation, but we said something to the effect of, I end up saying back to him, sometimes I forget and I don't mean to, but every day I stand up in that pulpit, I mean, every Sunday, twice sometimes on every Sunday, and I look out, there are hurts that I know, and there are hurts I don't know. There is faith and hope out there that I know, and there's faith and hope I don't know, and there is doubt and pain that I know and doubt and pain I don't know. And just the people sitting in front of me at that very moment, like right now, I don't know who's out there watching, right? I mean, I see the two of you in the room, but I don't know who's out there watching. Somebody's watching. And I know that there are moments of faith and there are moments of love in your life. And I know there are moments of hurt and there are moments of suffering and pain. If we can't be the people who share the love of God with all of the people, especially when we know that people are complicated. Sometimes they're full of faith and sometimes they're not. Bless their hearts. Keeps me in a job. But if we can't be the church that pours into them, the love that's been poured into us, overwhelming us, flooding us, if we can't be the people who pour that back out, then what are we doing? I don't want to be the food in L.A. I don't want to be bland anymore. Because what do I do with bland food? I nibble at it. I don't really eat it. It's not very appetizing or enticing. It doesn't make me want to go back for another bite. When the light is dim, I'm not drawn to it. We all tease about the bright lights of the big city, right? Well, there's a reason the bright lights are bright. They're attracting. These are the things that Jesus used images that, quite frankly, were just absolutely right on, spot on. And we have to recover them. That's why I titled today, The Overwhelming Love Through Salt and Light. Because if we truly want to follow Jesus, if we want to be the church, then that church begins with a love that is kind and doesn't boast and all the things that 1 Corinthians 13 talks about the love of God. That has to be who we are. That has to be who we become. It's not like the world is swimming in so much love that it doesn't need God, right? The world needs the church now as much or more than it ever has. It's not like all of a sudden everyone follows Jesus, no need for the church. There are people who need Jesus right now. I know that because I need Jesus right now.
Come on. Amen.
And so I think that's where I wanted to talk about today, simply because I don't want us, I was teasing earlier. If you watch the program regularly and you know who I am, I usually come on Tuesdays. And we were teasing before the program. Do you even know what day it is? Because it's Friday, right? Usually I come in on a Tuesday and I can't come next Tuesday, so they let me come Friday. And I think the reason this hit me so hard is, you know, the next time I get behind a microphone will be Sunday morning, most likely, and, you know, I'll preach at church. And I think that's what hit me when I was putting this together yesterday and thinking about what I want to talk about today is I don't want to play church anymore. I've been talking about that with my own church. I don't want to play church anymore. And that's what I thought, you know what? That's what I'm going to come talk about today. It's Friday. Many of us, the next time we talk or do stuff with the church, will be on church on Sunday morning, right? Or maybe if you go to a Saturday night service, but sometime this weekend, right? So my challenge and encouragement is let's not go play church this weekend. Let's not go. Let's decide to get up and go, first of all. Let's make that choice, because the overwhelming love of God compels us to go, both to be fed and to nourish others. Remember, when we go to church, sometimes when I'm at church, I need you. Sometimes you need me, but we always need you one another.
Come on.
So go to your church. Go to church. But when you're there, don't just go and go, all right, well, I got to get through this hour, you know. I want you to listen and sing and hear, participate, be filled with this overwhelming love of God. Let it change you so that you can go be salt and light for the world. So that we're not playing church anymore. We truly are filled with the overwhelming love that leads us to become salt and light. Because I think when we do that, in fact, I don't think. I truly believe this. I have no doubt of this. That if we got serious about this, I believe the message of Jesus still could change the world. Mm-hmm. I still believe the church can be a change agent in the world. I still believe that we as Christians can speak love and light and hope and mercy and grace and salvation into this world. I do believe that. I don't believe we have to continue down those statistical roads. But if we're going to change those, it has to start now. And it has to start with the love of God. Shocking, that's where it began. So, you know, the whole go back to basics thing, right? But it starts with the overwhelming love of God. And if we receive that and we share that, then I think we truly fulfill Jesus' call for us to be salt and light. So I think that's where we'll end today. Is talking about the overwhelming love of God that leads us to salt and light.
Amen. You know, Pastor Scott, when I first made the decision to come back to Christ, to turn back to God, instead of running from Him and doing pretty much everything I could, you know, to be rejected, I guess. And He's so faithful and loving. Nothing I did ever stopped His love for me.
No.
And that's what really gets me, because I've done some pretty bad stuff, man.
Yeah.
You know? And He's so sweet. And when I came back and some stuff happened and I was planning murder, He didn't let that plan become fruitful. Praise You, Lord. He gave me a different take, a different look on it. And it changed me so much on the inside. He told me that we're all His children. If you're on this earth, you were created by God.
Yes.
And for God.
Yes. I agree with that.
And He told me, He went on and explained to me that, and this really whoosh, I mean, it really changed my thinking, my stinking thinking. It changed it. And allow change to start to come. He told me, you will never look into the eyes of someone I don't love and I don't desire a relationship with. So every person you see, every hand you shake, every person you hug, everyone you see, it's someone that I created. And that I desire a right relationship with.
Amen. Amen.
And to love out loud. How are they going to see the goodness of our God if we're not loving out loud?
That's a great question.
When someone come in, I sit on the back row. I sit on the back row, and I sit on the back row because God is drawing people. And where I live, if they see me in there, if they see that God allows me to come in, they'll believe that it's okay to come in. And someone came in late. I believe the Lord drew on their heart to come, even though they were going to be late. It's never too late to come to the house of God.
No.
If He put that drawing in your heart and is drawing you, doesn't matter how long the service has been going on.
That's right.
Someone come in and they had a couple little ones with them. And they were standing there, not sure if it, looking like they didn't know if it was okay to go ahead and come in because they were late. Mm. And I looked down, and I seen them, and I was like, come on, you know, I didn't say nothing. But I had such an excitement that they showed up.
Yeah.
Give them a wave, you know. Hey.
Yeah.
Come on, it's okay.
Yeah.
It's not too late to get loved on.
No.
Come on, it's okay.
It is okay. It is okay. And that's when the church is at its best. And that's why, like I said, that's why we talked about today, is that is the hope. That we never forget to be the inviting, welcoming entity that God has created us to be. Because there are people who certainly need it, including myself.
It is time for the people of God to put the hammer down. And open the arms of love. I don't care what they look like, smell like, talk like, act like. It is time to put the hammer down and open the arms of love.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Are we going to love them in or keep hammering them out? It's our choice. People of God, it's time for change. And it starts with us.
Absolutely.
It starts with me.
Mm-hmm. 100%. And that will change the world. Yes. I believe that.
You know, you must be bad when the Lord tells you, hey, you really need to put that hammer down. No. Okay, so what I've learned in 5 years, what Monica's learned in 5 years, no throat punching allowed and no hammers allowed.
There you go. That's a good start.
Oh, wait. Unless I'm hammering the devil back down to hell where he belongs.
There you go. That's awesome.
Any last words? Would you like to pray us out, sir?
Sure. Let's pray. Gracious God, thank you for this morning. Thank you for the opportunity to talk about your love and the hope that we become salt and light. God, I do have hope for the church. I have hope for the people of God. I have hope for this world, and that hope is you. So would you continue to show us your way, for your way leads to life. And that we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. You have been tuned into the... Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
Oh,
I'm sorry that I love you. I love you. I am so glad you are here.
True that.
So before we end the program, would you be so kind and share about your church location, service time,
sure,
and anything else that you would like to share?
Sure. Actually, I serve three churches. The hub church, we call it, is Elk City United Methodist Church, 720 West Country Club here in Elk City. We have two service times. We have a traditional service at 9 o'clock and a contemporary service at 11, Sunday school at 9. We have Wednesday night programming every Wednesday night with dinner and classes for kids, adults, youth, all that stuff. And then I also serve at Eric United Methodist Church and at Chapel Hill United Methodist Church south of Clinton. We have a service at Eric at 9 and Chapel Hill at 11. And so keeps us hopping, but we affectionately around our place call it the 60 miles of I-40 that we serve. And we love spreading the word of God across I-40. So.
Amen. Wow. You have been tuned into the Hour of Power this morning, y'all, and it is the most powerful hour of my day. From myself, Monica Lovell, from the beautiful Tina Dobbs, and from our awesome brother in Christ, Pastor Scott Rogers, y'all have a blessed day, and we'll see you next time.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere. Let us pray.